I was recently returning from a trip outside of the U.S., and the customs, the immigration person remarked to me, they said, "Oh, your passport is about to expire." And it's true, it expires this month. And as I began a process of renewing the passport, I started looking at the various marks inside this passport I've had for the last 10 years. You know, it's been a blessing to travel in ministry, especially when I began work with the Anglican Mission a little over a decade ago, going to the UK and then places in Africa. But my wife Susan's passport, the old passport, is really a treat. She used to travel for international development work, and her old passport has a lot of extra pages stuck in it. And she went to Africa, Southeast Asia, South America, and it's just, you know, it's an amazing thing to go through and just see all the different styles of visas and passes and stamps. And they say a lot about the places that are visited. Because passports contain the marks that we receive when we travel to or through a country. These are visas and permits and signatures, sometimes from exotic and far-off places, and even marks from places like Chicago. And when you start to travel, you realize how important these marks are, because people become stranded in distant lands because they do not have the permit to pass through a region or to move on or to return home. The marks are just ink. They're just ink. They're just pen. But they refer to a deeper authority. They refer to an order. They refer to treaties, understandings, governments, relationships. On this Ash Wednesday, we find ourselves far from home. We have wandered and drifted until we discover that we are in another land entirely. Our feet are turned away from the land of promise. Our thoughts and actions betray our citizenship. We have ignored the words of the psalmist that we heard tonight. We have forgotten the Lord's benefits. We have ignored too often his mercy, and we forget that he's removed our sins. And although he remembers that we are but dust, we have forgotten. And in that, we're lost. As the prophet declares, we are eager, we act eager to know God, but we put on a show of godliness. But really, we're far from home. Even on our days of fasting, we continue to do what we please. We turn a deaf ear to the Lord's word and to his call. Many people avoid days like this, like Ash Wednesday, and I understand why. Why be so dark, they ask? Don't focus on these negative things. Look on the bright side. And boy, I would like to. But how can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? See, we have to hear the truth sometimes about our own waywardness. We have to know how far we've really come if we have any hope of getting home. We need a brave and direct diagnosis. And we have that in the scriptures today. Isaiah tells us we're far from God because we've neglected the Lord's voice. We've ignored our sin and we have turned a blind eye to suffering. There is hope, of course, and there is promise. But that answer of hope comes after we've turned back toward home and set our compass for the Lord's city. How can we do this? How do we set the compass? How do we check the GPS, if you will, if you want to use a more contemporary image? Well, there are four spiritual disciplines that have been a part of Lent for almost 2,000 years. And I want to offer them and suggest them to us for tonight and for the weeks ahead. They are holy reading, prayer, fasting, and serving the poor. Holy reading, that is, reading the scriptures, but then also reading those things that draw our minds to the scriptures and help us to understand the scriptures. Prayer, fasting, something that maybe we don't do enough of. I know I don't do enough of that. And serving the poor. And not just by ourselves, but as a people, as a community, stepping into these disciplines. Commitment to these disciplines renews our journey home today. because we set our sights on loosing the chains of injustice, of untying the cords of the yoke, of setting the oppressed free, of breaking every yoke. This is the kind of fasting and repentance that God desires. We renew our journey home as we follow the apostles' call to be reconciled to God, and we receive the Lord's help, even in the midst of all of these troubles that we read about in 2 Corinthians. We are far from home, and our journey in Lent will lead us back to the Father, to intimacy with Him and with His people, back to righteousness and peace, back to true rejoicing, to the cross and to the empty tomb. In this journey, we'll pray, we'll encourage each other, we'll receive encouragement. We will even have opportunity to set others free as we are being set free ourselves. And that journey begins with a mark, a dirty smudge in the shape of a cross that says, "You cannot do this yourself. It is mine to accomplish as you come home." See, that mark is our stamp. That though we are far from home, we have safe passage through this land until we reach the borders of the city of promise. It marks our realization that, yeah, we are a long way from where we need to be and want to be, but it's a mark that we are His citizens, and He will bring us home because of the deeper marks that He bears. The word of the Lord comes to us through Isaiah with hope, ultimately, that it won't always be this way. If we listen, if we see, if we obey, things will change. The Lord will guide us, and we will rebuild the ruins. A friend that I was having coffee with recently told me that the Lord had brought him to a new place in his life, and it was pretty obvious in our conversation. I remember conversations that we'd have where he was really just unsure of so many things, and he said, "You know, I don't know if this, you know, if this happens or if this happens or if this happens." But he told me, he said, "I don't say if anymore, except to say if the Lord wills." See, he had moved from a place of doubt and instability to a place of trust. That's the movement that we see in the prophet's words, and it's the movement of the season we now enter, from distance to being close, from being unsure to trusting, from being lost to being found. Lent is a journey. We're not stuck, praise God. It's not static. It's a time that we move. We will turn from storing our treasures here to placing them where they cannot be corrupted. We will begin to rebuild. We will. We will mark the Lord's goodness. We will feed the hungry. We will turn around and head home. So let it begin. Let us receive this mark tonight, to remember that we are dust, and to remember another mark we received at our baptism, made in water and in oil, that declared we are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. Because as we journey, He is the one that goes with us. Amen.